Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path radio program. And joining me is my dear friend Ray. How are you today, Ray? I know you're there. Well, Ray, I'm not hearing you, and yet I see you here. Oh, grace. Well, I hope this, Ray, if you're hearing me, call back in and try it again because you are here. I hope, anyway. I don't know if this program is being recorded at this point. Anyway, I thank those of you who are listening as we had this very planned out because we wanted to talk about the lunar eclipse that's coming up. So let's get into this. And I'll wait for my dear friend Ray. You know, you can count on full moons for always bringing in energy and specific things and a good time to do any ceremonies or rituals. But, you know, when you add in a lunar eclipse, it increases it more full. It's like putting the full moon on steroids, best way I can put it. So, you know, you want to use the energy of this moon to your best and highest good. Now, I'm trying again. Ray, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Ah, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
I was worried. It's been a crazy day, as you know, for me already, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Anyway,
I'm glad
I just started
here.
Talking. I know. I just started talking about the lunar eclipse. Maybe you caught some of what I was saying, that this is kind of like a full moon on steroids, and it's not a negative thing. It's not like a Mercury retrograde, nothing like that. It's, but you can use this energy, and I mean use it for increasing things in your life. Use it for the best good. Anything you want to add in here, Ray?
I agree with you. The power of the full moon. You know, anytime you have anything dealing with the moon, it affects a lot of things. The power, and people don't realize that the power of the moon just is astronomical.
It is. You know, when you think about the fact that the moon controls the waves in the ocean, and how big is the oceans? Wow.
Yep. It affects the body, the mind, everything. That's why a lot of people either very good during a full moon or a little lackey out of a lack of word to use.
Well, yeah, or turn into vampires. And werewolves, I mean werewolves. You know, I often think of that. I used to watch that as a kid, not knowing anything about all these spiritual things. But I always felt sorry for the werewolf because he couldn't control what would happen to him on a full moon.
Yep. Yep. Michael J. Fox showed that.
Oh, yes, with his movies. Yeah. I haven't thought of those in a long time. I always think of Lon and Chaney. Those are the ones I grew up with.
Well, I'm too young for that.
I know you are. You're just a little baby. I'm surprised you're even here. But anyway, getting back, you know, lunar eclipses are intense and supercharged, and we got the one coming up on the full moon March 25th, and then later in the year, the second one is September, I believe it's the 19th. I'm going by memory here, not looking at it, but it's definitely in September. And these are the times to really put your spirituality into full gear. You need to really increase your spiritual work at this time. You want to add something there, Ray?
Spiritual work is always the right thing to do, and it doesn't matter whether it's the full moon or just an everyday thing. You always have to, you know, like protect yourself, and you know, to take time to think about things, to ask for help and stuff like that. You know, I mean, it's always you got to protect yourself from the. We'll just say the bad guy, demons and things like that. Even though you may not think they're going after you, they are. especially if you're having tough times in your life. They will, it does affect you, and they will go after you big time, because it's easy, you know. It's like walking, you know, anything that's easy, they'll attack a lot easier, a lot more than something that's hard. And they will attack stuff that's hard, but, you know, they'll go after the easy stuff first.
It's easier.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
And that's the point, as we talk often, protect yourself spiritually. We can never say that enough. And people kind of get it, but don't fully. But it's critical in our world today to protect yourself in the light of God. Ask for his light to fill you and protect you. Ask Archangel Michael for his blue light to shield that white light and protect you. I have to put that in always.
You
but
always
I want to get a little bit
yourself.
Exactly, a little bit more about lunar eclipses, because I think people have weird ideas about them, but basically it occurs, a lunar eclipse, when the moon's at its fullest. Since Earth is directly between the moon and sun, lunar eclipses happen when Earth casts its shadow over the moon, dimming its light and often burning a stunning red hue that lasts a few hours. And these are the three types of lunar eclipses. And often people, when a moon has a red hue, they call it a blood moon. It doesn't mean anything about physical blood. It's just the color of the moon. And then the total lunar eclipse happens when the moon moves into the inner part of Earth's shadow, also referred to as the umbra. The more dust or clouds in Earth's atmosphere at that time, the redder the moon will appear. That's the way it's stated by NASA. This is not some airy fairy thoughts that we're stating here. These are based on true astrology and astrologically what is going on. Okay? Back with you, Ray.
Okay. You know, it's people don't understand that, you know, if you don't, and I'm probably going back, my brain just clicked back to the way it was. You know, people need to protect themselves, and because of everything else, you know, you was talking about what day it was, or in September, the other full moon, partial
and
lunar
the
eclipse.
And the lunar eclipse.
Right. September 17th, I believe it's at 10:35, 10:34, somewhere around in there.
You
so,
did your homework better than me.
Yeah. Any time, you know, you get the eclipse, it's a fascinating thing to see, but it's also, there's a lot, there's more there than just, well, look how pretty it is, because it affects
right.
Everything. You know, I don't really know, and I guess I should have as a kid got into astrology, but I didn't. And I should get into it now, but I'm not. But, I mean, I've got into it some. But, I mean, the eclipse, you know, anytime you see, what's the word I want to use, anytime you see the red moon or the blood moon, you know, and it also affects, all these eclipses affects the, your like, I'm a Leo, you know, the signs. And they all, it affects the signs. Every sign is affected in a different way.
Absolutely.
So, it may be great for me.
1 second, Ray.
Okay.
I want to tell people that you can read about your zodiac sign and the full effect of the eclipse and the full moon on my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. I've written down all zodiac signs, what is going to be happening. So I want to put that in there. Sorry, Ray.
That's okay. You know, I mean, the lunar eclipse is just you know, exactly what it is. You know, it's when the sun and the, you know, sun, moon, and earth, you know, they crisscross and they line up in front of each other, depending on what type of eclipse it is. You know, I mean, it's, and I'm sure that people could dive into it and find out exactly what the heck's going on and everything else.
Sure.
You know, I mean, as far as astrological goes.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, astrology-wise and spiritually speaking, lunar eclipse energy is very heightened. And that's why I said it's like it's on steroids in a way, because it is very intense. So if I recommend people, again, spiritual protection, and do something relaxing. Don't try to get into something heavy, spiritual rituals or ceremonies. Try and do something more peaceful, meditation, deep breathing, chanting, things that are very peaceful and calming to the body, mind, and soul. That's the best way to handle this intense energy. Don't try and jet propel it.
And just basically talking to the Creator and to the archangels, it's as simple as that, you know. You know, like you said, don't try to, as Famous Amos would say, don't try to overthink it. You know, just go with it. And don't dive into anything hot and heavy to figure out what the heck is going on. So, yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Like I said, just talk to the Creator. Just, you know, things like that. So, I mean,
go ahead. You know, it's a good time, eclipse and full moon, to ask for, you know, guidance. You know, really, instead of doing something like I say, a ceremony or ritual, because of the intensity of the two, it's better to do something much more soft, like meditation, chanting, something peaceful, and let that energy move you and help you go forward. I was thinking maybe, like, to give an example of something I have written on these eclipses. Like you mentioned, you're a Leo. Let me read, you know, what I have written out according to astrology, what I have gotten on Leos. What do you think, Gray?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Gray. I mean,
yeah.
You know, if anybody's out there, maybe I shouldn't say this, but, you know, if they want to know what, you know, their sign, you know, maybe call in and say, hey, you know, what's it holding for Pisces or Sagittarius or whatever the case
idea.
May be.
Yes, because, and again, you can go to my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com, and in my blog, the first article is on this eclipse. But let me read for Leo here. Okay, Leo, get ready for an exciting time ahead as the spring's lunar eclipse energizes your third house of communication, sparking social interactions and opportunities for knowledge exchange. Embrace the buzz of get-togethers, public speaking engagements, and deepening connections with friends. As the fall approaches, the lunar eclipse in your eighth house prompts a journey towards deeper emotional bonds and financial reflection. Prepare to explore intimacy, money matters, and aligning your values with your cash flow. This is your time to grow and evolve in both communication and personal connections. So there it is, kind of for Leo. And I felt that was pretty accurate with all the things that you're going through.
I mean, especially like, and a lot of people, you had mentioned cash flow. A lot of people try to overspend, you know, well, you know, let's go out and buy a new $75,000 car when a $15,000 car still gets you from point A to point B, out of a lack of word to use.
Yes, but unfortunately,
yeah.
Some people have to have the very best and cannot settle for anything less. They feel that they deserve it. A big attitude people have is, I deserve it.
Well, I mean, I deserve a lot of stuff. I mean, yeah, I'm talking personally. I deserve a lot of stuff too, but it's not going to happen. And mentally and logically, I say, I just go with the flow, you know. You know, if you have an electric bill for $100 and you only have $75, you don't go out and add more bills.
Nope.
You know, so you have to just go with, use common sense, I guess, out of a lack of word to use, which isn't so common anymore.
Are you there? It cut out on me, Ray. It may not, the radio.
I'm here.
It kind of cut out.
I'm here.
But
I'm here.
I thought I'd read another one. We'll go with my zodiac sign, Gemini. Yes, the twins. And here is what I've gotten for the full moon and the lunar eclipse. Okay, brace yourself, Gemini, as the first lunar eclipse of 2024 will illuminate your fifth house of romance and self-expression, igniting your passion and inspiring you to embrace your true voice. This is your chance to channel your emotions into a fulfilling creative outlet that resonates with your soul. But hold on tight, as there may be some unexpected changes in your love life that require you to reassess your approach to relationships. Now, this is good, but I definitely don't have relationships, but that's okay. I consider my relationship to be with the Creator, God, more than anything else.
Yeah, these are, and people have to understand that these are not exact for everybody. These are just generalities,
no.
You know,
but
like,
it gives you
like
ideas.
You know. Yeah.
But like the one when I read it for you the other night, I said, I thought it was very apropos to everything going on in your life. And it was. But, you know, again, astrology, unless you're having your personal chart done, there's no way can it be exact for you. So remember that. But, you know, it gives you ideas.
Right, right. It tells you basically, if nothing else, it gives you food for thought to where you could think about, you know, about this or that and what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. And like we both said before, you know, you have to, you know, talk to the Creator, you know, to see, you know, because let's face it, without Him, you know, none of us are going to, you know, do any good. And I know a lot of people don't believe in Him, but I mean, everything has to start somewhere. And, I mean, even if they say you're from outer space, I had a friend of mine tells me he's from outer space. I said, well, who started outer space? And I kept going back and going back. And I says, who made the outer space? And he just,
yeah.
I kept going back and he couldn't answer me. You know, somebody, not somebody,
exactly.
But yeah, you know what I'm
Some
trying to
scene.
Say.
Yeah,
yeah,
entity, whatever. You know, this all didn't happen, all these universes, solar systems, et cetera, did not happen by accident. And again, it takes faith to believe in God. I know a lot of people do not in today's age, but again, there is something far beyond us. And if you've ever had a spiritual connection, you would know it. Like Ray and myself have had incredible spiritual experiences. And for both of us, it's impossible for us not to believe in all that is divine and good. And we do. So we're not just talking, we really do believe in what we're saying with anything about God, the Creator, and other spiritual aspects. But for a second, I want to add in one thing about these eclipses, because they can feel like a upheaval, especially when it comes to, you know, close relationships. It can be very heightened. Things, emotions can be very much on edge. So remember that if you're feeling that way around March 25th, which is the full moon and the lunar eclipse, if you're finding yourself really out there, I recommend doing something peaceful. I like chanting. It calms me down tremendously. And you can do any type of chants. There's many. One of the most simple is AUM is God. And just chanting over and over can bring about such a peaceful feeling. So please do something like that.
And me personally, I like to just go out in the woods and be by myself.
Yes.
Just with nobody around and the birds chirping. And for me, that's peaceful.
Oh, it is, definitely. But not everybody can get to the woods or outdoors. So that's why I suggest the chanting, again, meditation, anything that brings you peace, listening to peaceful music, anything that can help, because we all need it. You know, we're in this world battling many things, and it's time sometimes, like, take a break from everything and just get quiet.
Right.
And that's not
Even if it's listening to your favorite music or whatever, something that makes you feel good, something that makes you feel good, I guess I said it right there. You know, and instead of having all the worries of the world, the weight of the world on your shoulders, like so many of us in the world have today, especially with all the stuff going on in the world today. You know, a lot of people feel like they're carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders, and something that to get the weight off for a while.
Exactly. Well put, Ray. Just to take a little break from all the stress and strain that we're under, and so many people are totally maxed out, stressed out, no two ways around it. So if you're needing a break, do something like what I suggested. Calming your mind, getting yourself in a peaceful spot, even if it's just for a half hour, it will help you. It will energize you and refresh your spirit. You'll feel more revitalized, more able to cope with things. And that's an important thing, able to cope. So remember that when you're feeling really out there, the chant that I mentioned, Om, is one of the most powerful and so effective. It's just a peaceful one. I'm very much into chanting, as you can tell. But I have found it to help me in many bad moments in my life, we'll put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, you know, it's you for chanting, me for the woods, other people just, I mean, it may be music that calms you down or takes you back to a happier time to where you get, you know, like I like to listen to Eddie Arnold. That's one of my favorites, singers, Make the World Go Away. I think that, you know, that song pretty much says it all.
You know, interesting you bring up Eddie Arnold. My mother grew up with him and knew him very well.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in Tennessee.
A lot of music, if you listen to the words, it's like they said in Pure Country, if the song, if you can't hear the words, you don't have a song. Listen to the words. Taylor Dane's another one that, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of groups. I mean, you can't have the yelling and screaming because that doesn't do anything. But stuff that calms you down, makes you think about stuff. And as long as it's peaceful, you know, for the individual, that's all that counts.
Yes, and different music for different people. But since you brought up Eddie Arnold, I always feel when you bring up something like that, my mother's spirit is around. And as you know, she is around me quite a bit. And I miss her tremendously. But I remember we went to a concert in Vegas with Eddie Arnold. And I said, let me go and tell him you're here. And she was like, no, I don't want to. You know, because she felt, unfortunately, she was in her late 50s. And she said, he'll just see me as an old woman. And, you know, it's a shame she missed that opportunity. But she just couldn't face people.
Well, she grew up with him, so he had to be old too.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, she was very conscious of her age, and she wasn't overweight, but she felt she was at that time. You know, those things get in ways of people being themselves, is being self-conscious, you know, and not accepting yourself as who you are, be it if you're older, accept that you're older, or if you're overweight, it is what it is. You know, don't let the world condemn you and put you down. That's my point. Just be you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess I got a screwed up way of looking at things, but if people don't like me for me, don't like my sense of humor, don't like whatever, you know, I got to make me happy. I can't make everybody happy and not make myself happy. And once again, there comes that thing with the lunar eclipse. You know, it's got a lot of evil, but it also has a lot of power for good.
Absolutely. I'd rather focus on the power and the good and, you know, let the negative, the energies, whatever they may be, go away and stick to the power. And one thing I wanted to bring up on this eclipse, it's in the astrological sign of Libra, the scales, the balance. So, you know, you can find on this full moon eclipse, perhaps the balance in your life, seeking it, and again, praying and asking for it. Ask for divine help and trust that you're going to get it. It may come in strange ways, but it will come.
Yeah, I mean, the good will always, and it sounds like an old cliche, but the good will always prevail. It may take you through a lot of bad times, but the good will always prevail. It's like, and you had talked about faith before in the Bible, and I'm just paraphrasing this. You know, Jesus said to his apostles, "For you who've seen me, it's easier for you to believe. But for the people who've not seen me and have faith, those are the ones that, you know, that are, you know, it's going to be tougher on."
Yes, but also I think the reward is great to have that faith. Again, without seeing, that is faith. Again, it's Hebrews chapter 1. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's what faith is. You have to believe without any proof. And the proof will come to you as you expand on your faith. I know it has for me, and I know it has for Ray. And we're not saying our lives are easy by any means, but it has made a difference. There's no two ways around it.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's every time there's a full moon or whatever, it really doesn't matter with the moon for me. You know, every night, you know, I don't go on for hours on end, but even if it's for 2 or 3 minutes, I always say, you know, thanks for today. Thank you for tomorrow. Protect me overnight that no harm comes to me. And so, I mean, it's just something that I do every night, you know, and I know one day, you know, go ahead.
I just was saying it's important to do what you're talking about. Now, we're down to the last minute here, and I hope that this has been of help to people. And, again, you can read the full article on my website, CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com. Also, if you have questions and need help on your life or my special full moon reading, please check it out. I offer many different services that can bring help to you during different times in your life. And as always, Ray, I'm so glad you're here. You bring a lot to this program, and I thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that. And don't forget the raffle.
Oh, yes, the psychic raffle. You could win my big reading So check it out. There's a lot on my website. And thank you all for being here, and have a blessed, peaceful day. God bless.
God bless.